Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, episode 37.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you.
Yes, lad.
This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hello there. Hey.
Tom Looney.
Yep.
Hey.
I didn't get a clap, but whatever.
David Rees.
Cheers.
For certain.
And Joe McGrath.
Hey.
Just first and foremost, last week we were talking about death. And Max told this heartbreaking story about his dog, which ate a piece of fruit and then bled to death. And it just dawned on me. Hey, Max's dog ate a piece of fruit and died. Talk about getting buried.
Hey!
Buried the dog?
Oh, mate.
Call back, yeah.
Call back.
I don't know. I think the vet probably just burnt him. it's
like a strudel. It smells
nice. Yeah.
It's amazing because, you know, all those nights I spent crying myself to sleep.
Yeah.
I've
been reduced to a...
No, it's lasted.
just
a 1 week gag.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Beans are fruit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is it?
Or a vegetable. Can never be too sure these days because tomatoes, they're...
Only 20-year-old Max could hear this.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You swore off fruit forever.
Fuck you, beanpole.
We're good friends.
Beanpoles and fruit as well.
Hey! Hey! What a great
friends.
Pair!
Yeah.
Hey!
I fucking hate this podcast. Max, you told me that in the Halloween IMAX.
Yes, yeah.
You did a tale about how
frightening
Tom shat himself.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you remember IMAX on Halloween. Spooky stuff. But it was when...
No.
It was when, obviously, me, Cameron and Tom went on a Halloween trick-or-treating session
together.
Didn't
want to come.
You were busy. So, obviously, we put on a human centipede outfit. And this was after I had laxatives and Tom ate something. I can't remember.
How do I not remember this?
And me and Tom, you know, started shitting ourselves in a human centipede suit. What happened the next week, Stephen?
Tom had diarrhea. He was shitting himself in mouth.
Yeah. Actually, it was Cameron's mouth that's attached
right, okay.
to Tom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always say my mouth is free. But that scared me because I thought, oh no, has IMAX got the power of prophecy?
This is it.
Yeah.
What happened last week on IMAX?
Donald Trump, and Joe Biden were kissing.
And Joe Biden was kissing him goodbye from the White House.
Yes!
Oh my God!
Stay tuned for what IMAX has in store for this week.
Oh,
and therefore next week.
Simpsons.
Yeah. Speaking of poos. Trump's gone because fart. Yeah.
Yep.
No, he's not gone yet.
Well, we don't know.
He's refusing to go.
My favourite story from the whole thing is the Four Seasons landscaping company. Because that is something, if it happened in a show, if it happened in The West Wing, you'd watch it and you'd go, that's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
It takes everything away from the show.
It's very thick of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, completely ridiculous. Yeah.
When in between like a dildo shop and...
and a crematorium.
How do you get that messed up?
And what, surely the Four Seasons ago, you can still use it anyway.
Yeah.
The president.
America, yeah.
And it's the fact that as well, one of the main speakers was Rudy Giuliani, who recently was...
He just stepped out of the dildo.
Oh, no.
So the cameras.
After that, he just walks into the crematorium. My work here is done.
What's everyone been up to for the past week?
I took apart my Hoover, cleaned it.
Yeah, man,
that's insane.
Yeah.
Any
that's
surprises
insane.
In there?
It's a lot of dust.
Do you know what? I've been quite busy this week.
Yeah.
Doing fuck all. No, I've been playing FIFA.
Yeah.
Going online. I've got to Division 5 online now.
Halfway there.
Yeah. Halfway there. Getting my ass kicked at the minute.
So you've been busy?
Yeah.
What about you, Tom? Sorry.
I'm currently building a little Christmas village.
Out
of little models and stuff, which is, I've bought a few like little buildings that are kind of really cute, and I'm building like a little landscape for them to have over Christmas.
Icing sugar on top of them, make it look like
snow. I'll get some proper fake snow, do it properly with some pebbles, use some shoe boxes to create like levels with some green felt.
Yeah.
And I've got these little buildings and stuff, like little churches and chocolate shops and stuff. They're gorgeous, really, really nice.
You've got Joe Rogan talking about taking peyote in the desert and having crazy mad dreams. And
Well, that's not our audience. I play to the...
We've got model builders here.
Yeah, so that's happening. Fucking hell, Tucker Party's Hoover played the PlayStation.
And yet you've somehow topped it.
Met Gingerbread Village. No.
I'll be miniature people and I control them.
I stamp on it when I'm angry.
I'm the king of this castle. I don't actually have a castle. They're quite a hard find on eBay, you see.
I'm building a train set. Choo choo Magoo.
When you say it like that.
We've got plans for a tram line as well. We're looking at 2022 though for that.
It's not too cold. It's not too cold.
Loser, mate.
Yeah, man. I went to London on Thursday because I was filming Friday for Sky thing. In London, I was staying at a hotel that. It's a chain and I've stayed in it in New York and it's weirdly the exact same layout in the rooms. So I was getting this weird nostalgia. I remember last time there's a little iPad that can control the room. Could do the lights, has different moods. There was a romantic mood. Not in the London one though. Oh. Strange. I remember the movies, they had adult movies last time. So I went on it again just to see what the names were. And the first one was Six Nurses Take It Up the Ass.
Oh,
yeah.
Time must be classic. A sequel.
Must be tied from Boris Johnson fucking them. And then Six Teachers Taking Up the Ass. I thought, whoever's naming these isn't doing a very good job. Yeah. And then the third one was called Big Black Cock. And I was on the phone to Max as I was talking through these. Yeah. I was scrolling through. And then I was busy chatting. And then I looked back at the list. I was like, hang on, Max. Big Black Cock's moved to the top. What's going on here? And then I looked at the TV and it started loading. Now, the issue is that the hotel will have seen within 20 minutes of me getting into the room, I've put Big Black Cock on. And I said, they know I'm travelling on my own and I'm travelling for work. Because the woman at the front desk grilled me for a while about what my job was and I was explaining it.
They also had a
good day then.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They had a great big
it's research. New Sky show.
How big can it be?
there's a new YouTube based podcast. Hit the airwaves. Yeah,
that's kind.
It's called The Fellas. With Cal Freeze, and a guy called The Burnt Chip. They've overtaken this channel in subscribers, but. It just shows what a sexist world we live in. The Fellas, The Fellas, and they've already got more subscribers because we don't, specify gender in our time.
Nope,
we're open to everyone.
Exactly.
So let that be known, women. You can actually watch this channel if you want.
On the list.
Also, Joe started his channel. Well, not his channel. He started his new series, Wing It.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is.
Joe Lee did the
cut. Has that got more subscribers than this part?
Not yet, no. Wing It, the series in which Joe produces a podcast, it seems.
Hey!
Joe, how's the series going?
Very well.
Yeah?
Everyone just keeps coming in about the sound, though.
Because
of a joke you made.
Well, we know we've got Tom on the sound out there. Yeah. So
why can't I hear anything?
They do cauliflower wings, didn't they? You heard about them?
So yeah, have you heard about them? All sorts these days. They're crafty, them vegans.
They trick me. Fuming, I was.
I don't like cauliflower, though. Nah, sorry, we're all joking, but I don't like cauliflower.
Cheesy cauliflower. Can't go wrong.
Ooh, nice.
I don't like cauliflower. Yeah. Dress it up how you want, mate. I'm not eating it. Check out Wing It, Joe's new channel show. It'll be linked in the description.
Well, yeah, Joe, proud of you, mate.
At the bottom.
Wish you all the best.
Now, this week, we're doing the wonders of the world. Now, it's going to be our own list that we will compile, our own seven wonders of the world. Now, when I googled the Seven Wonders, it has the new modern Seven Wonders of the World. So, I'll run you through it. The Great Wall of China.
Ooh.
Classic. Machu Picchu. Hello. Chicken Itza. Sounds like a delicious meal. Oh, no, Chichen, sorry.
Next up on Wing It.
That's the Aztec pyramid.
Is that the Aztec one?
Colosseum.
Been there.
I've been past it.
Yeah.
Looked a bit boring.
Seen it on Google.
Christ the Redeemer.
Rio.
Brazil. Yeah. Not Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, right.
I thought he was statuesque when he played against Torres a few times. Taj Mahal.
Oh, it's the Russian one, isn't it?
No,
Indian.
Looking forward to Dave's list.
Thinking of the Kremlin.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's one more which I failed to put down.
Petra in Jordan.
Is that the one?
Yeah, Petra.
Oh, I didn't put the comma in. It's on there.
It's in there.
Idiot Stephen. The reason why I thought this would be fun was because I was scrolling through Instagram. I saw this fact come up that said sharks have been around longer than trees.
I was like, what?
Fucking hell, that's crazy.
Then I looked at it, and apparently sharks have got a 450 million year like lifespan. Not lifespan, but...
evolution.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. And the first shark didn't have teeth. And I would have loved that shark to still be around.
Yeah.
Just swim freely.
Gummy shark.
You ever seen a basking shark? They're like massive mouths. They've got no teeth.
Haven't they?
Yeah. No. They just open up their mouth and just... They Suck swim around
in.
Scotland, funnily enough.
Yeah.
I had sharks in a fish tank once.
Did you?
Yeah, they're all different shapes. You can, some of them are quite small.
What was the whole big thing about fish as pets?
Well, they're easy to maintain, I think.
True.
Or to keep alive.
They're very relaxing. Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, you get a nice fish tank as well. Like, you can. It's sort of like an artistic thing to it.
True. And in a Chinese restaurant, I think this is a classy place.
Yeah, exactly.
They have like a big wall, and that was my dream for a while. In a house to have like a wall made of a fish tank.
That would be pretty sick.
Could go wrong, but could go so right.
Is it still your dream?
No.
What happened?
Just thought it'd be complicated, expensive, you know.
A lot of maintenance.
Houses cost a lot as it is.
Yeah.
And then another one I read was tumours can grow hairs and teeth. I've put eyes here.
Oh, it's so grim, that.
Yeah, and there's a little picture of the tumour with teeth and hairs.
Little cute little picture.
No, it was grim. Horrific.
Like a little mascot sort
of thing.
Yeah.
I'm tumour.
Great character for next week.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Please welcome to the show.
Tony the tumour.
just be your hand on the desk.
That's insane.
It's mad how some people can't grow hair and yet
tumour can.
Yeah. Imagine getting a hair transplant off a tumour.
Makes you think though, doesn't it? Can they grow teeth? Like organically?
Well, they can.
No, I mean like can you put them back in your mouth? That's what I meant. So if you get it, like, oh, I've got a tumour, that's a shame.
That's stem cells, isn't it? To grow specific body parts.
Yeah.
Maybe to grow organs, you know.
Exactly.
Maybe in the future we'll have tumour farms
where
they grow teeth and hair.
Farms.
Well, instead of veneers, you know, you'll go and you'll get some teeth that have been grown out of a little tumour.
Yeah,
nice lovely.
Ones.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the dream.
Genetically engineered. We'll probably be long gone.
We'll probably be the things that they're farming off.
Yeah.
You know.
I know, he only looked at Max when he said long gone. We'll still be around.
Exactly. Living young and life.
Living young. Living way too young.
Please welcome to the stage. Living young.
Here we are.
I'm 18, but I dress like a 3-year-old. I'm living young.
Benjamin Button.
Well, I'm as old as I feel.
Oh, that pissed myself.
Living young.
In a way,
yeah.
You do revert to a baby.
Absolutely.
You could actually. Yeah. Instead of live, laugh, young.
Live, laugh, young.
I've ruined it. Live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, young. Live, laugh.
That's beautiful, Dave.
Some people do talk to old people like they are children.
Tom's a bit of a grumpy bum today. Oh, you missed it.
Don't
talk with dimply chin.
Old man.
Hey,
anyway, now we get onto our own list. We've all come up with 4 or 5 great wonders.
All right, is that what we've done? Right.
Three of us have come up with 4 or 5 great wonders, and we're going to go one by one and just see what makes the cut. At the end, we'll have a brand new 7 Wonders of the World. These are my wonders.
Right, okay.
Questions that I don't know the answer to, or things that I marvel at.
Things that make you go,
Nice, yeah.
Brainiac.
My first one, what's Frankie Muniz up to? Okay, the star from Malcolm in the Middle.
From what I have seen of him, he's just enjoying his money. That's it.
Yeah.
He's got Formula One cars that he drives around tracks and stuff.
He's that rich.
Yeah. He's still getting money now from the
royalties
and residuals. And
I guess Friends gets that.
Yeah.
It's like, it wasn't as big.
Yeah, when you have a career defining role like that, like I always see them like on what's Zach Braff up to now? And it's like, you know, when you've earned that much money playing a role, you never really ever need to work again.
Yeah,
fair play to him.
I think
if I was him, I would have kept trying to just do TV work and cling on to that fame.
Didn't he do like a spy film?
Spy Kids.
Agent Cody Banks.
That's
Cody
the one. Banks. That's the one. That was,
That was whilst he was still doing Malcolm.
Oh, was it? Oh, right. What happened to the other cast? I don't see, like, the Reese. Don't see him anymore.
They're probably enjoying their less than big pile of money.
Oh, but mind you, the older brother, he was in the Scary Movies, wasn't he?
The blonde one.
Yeah.
He wasn't in the show as much.
No, he was the army soldier.
Yeah.
Francis, that's his name, yeah. A show.
But they're on Cameo doing their shout outs for.
Yeah.
Do you remember the God.
Oh, yeah.
He was my favourite.
Like me on this podcast.
my next point. And now I've gone over this before, but what happened to the Mars Delight? For anyone that doesn't know, the Mars Delight was a chocolate bar between the years of 2004 and 2008. At which point it got discontinued, much to my anger. I'm not the only person who misses the Mars Delight. Someone bought one recently for £50, despite it being 10 years out of date.
Wow. Ooh.
Did he? Yeah.
Frankie Muniz?
I don't know. He's got the money to burn, to be fair.
Yeah. Mars Delight.
I think they should bring... I don't see why they wouldn't. They were selling well. It was like a crispy roll, but better.
I was just about to say, are they the white ones? They're thin.
Yeah.
Do you know
they're
what?
Really good.
I remember them.
And a Mars on its own is shit. Mm. I'll be real with you.
Ever had a battered one?
Different gravy.
Just crushed in my pocket a bit.
Hey!
Yeah.
Battered Snickers as well.
You've got the clip to promote the podcast now. anyway, I seem to be the only one who's, you know, banging the drum for this Mars Delight.
Things come and go.
Here's a question that I've once had and had a furious debate with my mum about. Are there more toilets than humans in the UK? I think there are.
It's a tough one.
That's a sick one, that one. That's very good.
No.
I would argue... Oh, God. I would argue
End of
not.
Debate.
Oh, right. I was just thinking there probably is. Hmm. Just because the amount of outdoor toilets you have.
This is it.
And then when you go to a festival, you've got
Do
all
you
them
just, like,
toilets.
Against the walls?
Right. Nature's bathroom.
You dig a hole in ground and dump in it.
Look around you, boy.
That's bodies, Max, that you're...
But when you, like, for example, my house back in Kent, we've got three toilets.
Ooh! But... And they were in constant use.
yeah. But now in my house here, I've only got one toilet between two, but we've got three toilets between five.
Well, if you think of hotels, there's how many hotels are there? All of them have at least one in each room.
Exactly.
Then you've got football grounds, all of those toilets, shopping centres, cafes, restaurants, coffee shops. I think it's very close.
How many people are this? Is it 60?
6 billion.
60 million.
Oh, that's it.
6 billion. Just the UK.
Yeah, 60
just like 60,
million.
70.
I guess you just got to think how many houses of multiple occupancy will add up.
Yeah,
because they've got one or two toilets at most. How many? Six, seven
people?
Yeah,
but how many football grounds are there? How many arenas are there?
Are we saying toilet rooms or
exactly,
toilets?
Exactly, cubicles, toilets, because you're going to count the big urinal
as
a toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it one toilet?
Or just one, It's a very good question, but I'm going to have to
I think
say
one that needs
humans.
Like a, you know, its own 10-part YouTube series where you go in deep.
I feel like...
I would actually watch that.
Yeah, same. That'd be intriguing.
I can't count them all, but...
God damn it, you can try.
Just goes
knocking on people's houses.
How many
toilets you got there?
Because even in train
stations...
the
Office of National
Train stations. Every public place.
A census reading.
Is this really essential during a pandemic? I need to know.
You're hiding one.
B&Q.
Yeah.
They've got showrooms.
True.
They all have
Would
toilets.
You count them?
Yeah, that's
a toilet. It's just yet to be sold. Anyway, that was that point. Let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know if you've counted all the toilets in the UK.
Yeah.
Here's a weird one I found. Half of all bank robberies happen on a Friday.
Oh.
What's the deal with that? So I jokingly thought in my head, oh, they want to, you know, get some money for the weekend, you know, go to Tiger. They want to get a table. And then the genuine reason was people getting money for the weekend when they're going to buy drugs and stuff. So ruined it a bit.
Well, I'm surprised there's actually a reason. I just assumed it was a thing that happened, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that there's people out there planning it, like, we'll go there on Friday because of this reason.
Well, maybe historic world now, you know, the world is 24/7 every day, you know, you deposit money or whatever. But maybe back in the day when things were smaller, maybe on a Friday there would be more cash on site.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm. Bank robberies even happen anymore?
Yeah. God, you're so naive, Max.
There was one that happened in recent time in Levensview. which did involve an inside job, and obviously really? They caught it, yeah, and it was a big like investigation in the end, and they found out that they'd
a fake mustache, Linda.
One of the most successful bank robberies, the man was caught because he ate a sandwich and left half the sandwich in the bin close by to the bank.
How cocky did you get? Oh, wait. I thought you meant in the bank. Yeah, no.
This is my calling card.
Half eaten sandwich.
Tuna mayo has been back again.
He was caught because he went back for it.
Oh, what's going on here?
I'm not using a single penny of this to buy a meal deal. I've got one back there.
A loaf of bread's a pound. You get filled to go to Subway.
This is daylight robbery.
So yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah,
and then that one. My last one, which was my favourite, which is tough to beat these past four. Researchers found fossils of a mega penguin. That stood over 6 feet tall and weighed in at over 250 pounds. So a penguin's average height is 3'7".
Yeah.
So this one is nearly double that.
But obviously 6 foot like is my height.
No, it's bigger than you, Tom.
Okay, so just Dream over on. 6 foot is Dream just on. Taller than me. So.
Plus now you're probably gonna start shrinking, I think.
Yeah. And your curvature of your spine.
Nose.
I guess just when you say giant penguin, people, you know, conjure up a different image.
I said
say,
mega
it's
penguin.
Just over 6 foot. Okay, mega penguin.
Six subways.
Yeah.
That's insane, though.
How big is its fins? That's what I want to know.
Over 3 foot.
Now, my issue with this is how did they die out? How are they not the ones that are still around
That's
now?
That's a good shout.
So I was reading Sapiens, which is like kind of tracks humans from Homo sapiens, Neanderthals, and the early tribes. Mm. And basically, there's loads of giant animals that they found fossils for, especially like Australia.
Giant
versions of pretty much everything.
Giant honey badgers.
And we've just hunted them to extinction.
I just like the thought of if the giant penguins were still in today's society.
Yeah.
They'd maybe work in the door. Good. Or in the UFC.
Yeah.
God, imagine that. And its beak as well. Like,
yeah.
Good film. You know, instead of Jurassic Park, you know, he's...
Yeah.
Mega penguin.
Penguin land.
Or Mega Penguin the biscuit.
That's what I'm thinking.
Twice the size. Yeah. Twice the chocolate.
Imagine that joke on the back as well.
Oh, mate.
Forget
sick.
That. I want a Mars Delight, okay? Mars, if you're watching this, you've got enough money, enough profits. Sure, it's been a tough year. Give everyone a Mars Delight. Well, at least put it in a selection box.
Yeah.
You would have thought, wouldn't you?
Mr. Popper's giant penguins.
Yeah.
Hey!
Happy feet.
Yeah. Yay! Yeah. Giant feet.
Yeah.
I love the web. He wants to follow that. Oh.
Well, I just wrote loads of kind of interesting jumping off points. You
four,
know.
Four or five.
Four or five. Okay. The concept of time. Like, when did it begin?
Should have fucking stuck to the master light, mate.
Hopefully it'll end soon.
Who come up with time?
How are you spelling time? Are we talking the herb?
No. We've moved on from the herb. I'm thinking more. So we get taught about the Big Bang. You know,
sex ed.
And that's the beginning of what, you know, the world is, the universe as we know it. But obviously, something had to exist beforehand for that to be the case.
Mega penguins. 60 million years ago.
Yeah, true.
I see.
Well, there we go then.
Time like a loading bar.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, how far we're in the loading bar are we?
What happens when it fully loads?
Exactly.
When you see that, the loading bar, Dave, where is it in your mind?
In the middle.
In the middle
of the screen.
Oh God!
And what was the question?
Well, it's just because obviously, I don't think anyone here believes in kind of God and creationism, but when you're thinking about time,
putting thoughts in
and how the world was created, it's kind of very hard to get your head around anything that doesn't have at least a beginning somewhere.
Yeah,
that something was created from somewhere.
And what was before the Big Bang? That's another one.
I watched the film Tenet, which messes with time, and I was very confused and slightly angry when it came out the cinema. Many for audience prices.
Yeah.
Is that Christopher Nolan?
No, he wasn't working there. Or maybe he was. I don't know what it looks like.
Never know.
I hate the clocks going forward and back. What's the point?
I think they're getting rid of that.
Daylight
Good.
Savings.
Good.
This might be the last.
Really?
Is next year the last year? They said there's no
They've
point.
Done it in Europe.
Yeah, somewhere. They said this either this year or next year.
So
the
will
last
we
year,
be stuck it? An hour ahead or an hour behind?
That's a good point.
I think we'll pick the one that gives us more daylight in the summer.
It's because of the farmers, isn't it? Daylight savings.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the farmers.
Jog on.
Well, the world wasn't really very well lit. We didn't have artificial light as much.
It's lit now, though. It's even for the podcast.
Yeah, man.
So it was a problem when darkness fell.
Global warming as well.
Not really.
Yeah.
So we didn't mention this one last week, but the death penalty. I just find it very, very strange.
That's right.
Especially in like the most religious places, like, I don't know. We'll take America, for example.
Yeah, man.
A country that's obsessed with, you know, Christianity and swears by the Ten Commandments that the...
I doubt they swear.
Well, that death is such a heinous crime.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just an absolute no-no. But they've written the death penalty into their own law.
Contradictory much.
Yeah.
So that was just something I wanted.
Are criminals worse in the UK or the US per capita sort of thing?
I think it's the US, purely because of... weapons, things like that.
Well, even the threat of the death penalty doesn't
do anything.
Well, it's probably a lot more rural and kind of, I think, I imagine, poorer in parts. Like mental illness probably goes undiagnosed.
From what I can also tell, there's more serial killers in America.
It's more interesting over there, isn't it?
Yeah. As I'm getting stabbed. Intriguing.
People are really obsessed with serial killers, aren't they?
I think.
Big on Netflix, isn't it? People it's a binge kind
it's mad.
Of.
I think it's just crime in general. It's something that to the general public is so far removed from our lives.
How they evade the police for so long.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a film. It's a great story. It's awful what happens.
Yeah.
But you know, these like mysteries and stuff.
Mm.
You know, that's why Midsummer Murders is so good.
So the death penalty.
I just find it, especially when you look at how these people get killed, you know, firing squad, hanging, electric chair, lethal. Beheading. Yeah, lethal injection's the nicest one. Yeah. It's so barbaric, and it is, you know, people go and watch it, the victim. And I know it's awful what happens, but you can never undo crimes, but you can't really dress it up any other way than pretty barbaric.
Do you think there's anyone that deserves the death penalty?
I think it can never be anything but vengeful. And I think there are exceptions, people that should never, even though the system should be set up and should, you know, it should say that, it's about rehabilitation, that, you know, life without parole shouldn't be a thing, but certain people will never be released. No. And that should be the case. But I think they're more the exceptions.
Next one, Tom.
Why do people say that they slept like a baby? I mean, babies notorious. It's like, shh, don't wake the baby. I mean, I get the phrase slept like a log.
Yeah.
But if you slept like a baby, you know, you're up every 5 minutes.
Very true, yeah.
Crying, not sleeping through the night.
Waking up your parents.
Yeah, you know. How'd you sleep? Oh, like a baby.
Yeah.
Just
was up crying all
strange
night.
Strange saying, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have to assume it's from people that don't have children.
Yeah.
And the only times they see babies sleeping is when they are peaceful.
Yeah.
Mm.
This is a strange one, though. We just continue with phrases. I would have said that phrase.
Are there many new phrases that you can think of?
Gonna bust a nut.
Yeah. Here's another funny one.
Yeah.
If God created Adam and Eve, how come they have always been depicted with belly buttons?
Well, maybe God just likes the belly button.
Maybe.
And then he gave them it and then went, how do we get more of these?
Yeah.
What does that matter?
So he created the belly button first and worked backwards from...
Because the umbilical cord would be...
Oh, of course. Jesus,
so birth
from
another human is what creates the belly button.
Maybe he was at a little party with the other gods and he's like, oh, I want to do a shot off your stomach, but there's no hole.
Yeah.
I want a little well to suck the sambuca out of.
Yeah.
And then God went, I know just the thing.
Then there was another god with an umbilical cord. I don't know where to put this thing.
I don't know.
That's just a little wonder.
That's a good one, though. I like that.
Great wonder.
Didn't even think of that.
So you know, there's so many people in the world, but we get told that you know, often, you know, we're talking about the environment and stuff, that overpopulation is a genuine concern.
Yeah.
But if everyone in the world, the entire population, stood shoulder to shoulder, it would fit inside Los Angeles. It's just
every
a city.
Human.
Every single human on the planet.
Jesus.
I'm assuming they're packed in like sardines.
Yeah, shoulder to shoulder.
That's mad.
Yeah. Just these little wonders, you know, that I have. It's kind of... It's crazy, you know. So crazy, it kills the conversation.
I can't believe that.
Just means there's a lot of space in Los Angeles.
The traffic's bad there anyway.
Imagine trying to mow through 7 billion people.
God, imagine the toilets as well.
Are the buildings in the way, or are we getting rid of them?
I'm assuming that it's kind of been flattened, yeah. And it's just the areas, like 400 square miles or something. You know.
I don't know who's going to go ahead with flattening the whole of LA just to prove you wrong.
It'll take more than a 10-part YouTube series.
We'll get there. We will.
Very good stuff, Tom. Yeah.
Proud of you.
And thanks for not going down the Mars Delight route. I told you.
That's your thing. That's your thing.
Let's move on to Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies.
Okay, Dave, you're our detective.
Yep.
Well done, sir.
You're very welcome.
Who would you like to go first, Dave?
I'll go for you, Steve.
Okay.
All right, look.
A teacher surprised me with a depressed badger.
It's Tom.
I turned vegan after I caught my dog eating the ants from my ant farm.
Max.
Me and a group of my classmates never got to see the Grand Canyon after I shat myself en route in the helicopter.
Okay, we'll start off with Max then.
That's Stephen.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah, there you go.
Easy mistake.
Easy mistake.
I was in primary school.
Right.
It was year six, break time. You never believe this. It was raining, Dave.
Right, okay.
So we all had to stay in for wet break. It was an assistant teacher. And she was like, Stephen, why don't you do some colouring? And I said, I will, but only if you have a picture of a depressed badger. And she had a stack of things to colour in. And lo and behold, she went, I think I have just that. And then the next one she pulled out was a sad-looking badger. I was stunned. Oh, I was shocked.
Yeah? Yeah.
Could she be, you know, a wizard or a witch?
Wow. Yeah.
Why is she an assistant in a year six? I don't know. That was my mind blown at that point.
Was it dead or like?
It was alive. It was alive.
Sad. I thought it like the sad eyes. Like,
yeah,
dying,
yeah. It just looked a bit glum.
Yeah.
On its own.
Completely rotten. Those eyes.
I'm so depressed. I've been dead for 25 days.
If it had eyes, I'm sure.
Yeah. You were very smart for a kid to know depressed.
I think it was like on Little Britain, and right. They go, there's a character who wanted really niche things at a shop,
exactly,
and they always had that. Yeah. So I was watching that, because I think the show was made for my age group.
Yeah.
And
he says depressed horse, to be fair. He wants a photo of a depressed horse.
There we go.
So that's probably where you got it from.
That must be it.
Must be it. And what were your year at primary school, you say?
Year six, yeah.
Year six, okay. Okay, Tom.
Yeah. When I was younger, I had I liked making little towns or little, you know, of bugs and
You've
stuff.
You've grown out of that, haven't you?
I have grown out of it. I had this big kind of bucket, kind of a flat thing. It was only so deep. But we had lots of ants in our garden, lots of anthills, little holes, and they're all coming out.
Yep.
So I kind of dug one up and tried to create a little landscape with it. Put some cut off some bits of plants and made little trees and stuff. Mm. I tried to do a stream. That didn't really work. But anyway, one night, this obviously blew over in the garden and went all over our concrete patio. And the next morning when I got up, the dog was just kind of on the patio, just kind of licking up the ants, eating all the ants as they would crawl out of the dirt. So I got very upset and a bit angry at the dog. I mean, I didn't do anything to the dog. I just was very angry at the dog.
My mum obviously
explained that it was absolutely natural. I mean, you know, look at what you're having for breakfast. You know, that's... That your bacon
ants,
sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, that used to be a piggy.
See that cockroach?
It's the circle of life, and I was horrified by this. You know, so yeah, stopped eating most meat.
And did you go back to eating meat after
Never
that?
Did. Or you I gave up constant. More as time went on.
How old were you?
Yeah.
Must have been about six.
Ruined your life at six.
No, I didn't know. I mean, I'm fine. But if I told you, I'm actually building a little Christmas village at the moment.
No meat allowed.
Yeah. Okay.
Until your dog comes around and starts eating the people. I never spoke to a person ever again.
Okay, Max.
Hello. I went to America with college years ago. Obviously, I'm not in college anymore. So we went there for a trip to Arizona because they do a lot of filming around there. It's where the Lucas Ranch is,
right.
Where they film certain scenes of Star Wars, stuff like that.
Nice.
Have I told you about Taco Bell?
You have.
And the issue I have with Taco Bell?
You have.
Doesn't agree with me. If I eat a chili, I poo-poo on the potty.
Yeah.
But obviously, this was before I really knew that. I didn't book it personally. I didn't call up Mr. Helicopter and go, I need some of your blades for the weekend.
Or Mrs.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh. Coming out about how we're not sexist, yeah. Max, and
she doesn't work on Fridays.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Obviously, I asked for, you know, a go on the blades. Mm-hmm. I didn't. It was a teacher. It was a school trip.
Yeah.
So I got on there, but I didn't get on there because I'd pooed myself. I'd farted. It wasn't a good fart.
You got on the helicopter and you did it whilst mid-flight?
No, this was before. This was before they'd even left. So there was like loads of different groups. I couldn't go. We didn't know if it was like an infection thing, so, you know.
They wouldn't let you go on it.
I don't know.
So. Were the other classmates annoyed at you?
Yeah. But I was just like, I'm fucking sick. I'm shitting out my ass.
Not my fault.
Nothing that you say or do to me is going to affect me more than this.
Right, okay. This is a very difficult one because I don't believe any of you. I'm going to say, Tom, yours is definitely a lie because.
Why?
I feel like you've told us before that you've said you turned vegan at a different time, at a later age. Max, I know your Taco Bell body, so...
Wow!
Mr. Taco Bell.
Yeah, Mr. Taco Bell.
Not even that, Taco Bell body.
I'm going to say yours is true, Max. Well, shit!
It's me, Dave.
Was it you? Yeah. I was just really weird stories.
I got my depressed badger picture.
Oh, I sat on the helicopter. You were forced to turn back.
How have you been? The reason why I thought Steve's is definitely straight out liar, even before you started reading it, was because when you picked it, you had a read for what it said first.
It's great.
And I was like, he's tricked me there.
Yeah.
So as soon as you started, I was like, this is going to be a lie.
This new format is going to cause all sorts of problems.
I didn't do the Ryan Lockwood where I went. What?
I cried?
I didn't write this.
Hey, you tricked me there.
These aren't my words.
Story's far too entertaining.
Dave or Max, who wants to blow our minds?
I'll go next. So, first on the agenda, like, you know, like we make films about wars that happened 1,000 years ago. So like Rome and Sparta and that. Do you reckon in 1,000 or 2,000 years' time they'll still make films about World War 1 and 2?
Yeah.
But do you reckon maybe we'll stop... You know, we do like today, for example. It's the 11th. Would we still be doing a moment of silence in 1,000 years' time for World War 1 or 2?
No.
When will it stop?
It's difficult to say.
Because like you say, we don't do a minute of silence about the Spartans against the Persians. Yeah.
It's true.
So,
yeah. Very true.
I guess it was a different world. Once it kind of became globalised and we all, like a proper world wars. It's all happened in the short space of time. I think we've progressed more in like the last 100 years than we have in like all of time prior. So we'll probably always remember it because it was really bad.
And it involved everyone, didn't it?
There'll never be another war like it.
No.
Because if there is, it would just be nukes.
Yeah, true that. My second one on the list. I wonder how many spiders are living in your house at a time.
Good question.
Or in a windowsill.
Yeah.
They love a windowsill.
Are there more spiders in your house than toilets?
I don't know. Or how many spiders would it take to reach the size of you?
Depends on the size of the spider.
That's a good point.
Obviously, I've got a Taco Bell body, so...
So if you picked up all your floorboards, do you reckon there's spiders under there?
Yeah. I was in my bathroom the other day, which is very clean. there's just a bit a gap with the ceiling in the corner, and a centipede came out.
And you're quite high up as well, weren't you? If you could have the power to look like through walls and that to see what's in there, not for any
bit of
like,
a waste
other
of a superpower.
Only to see Spider-Man, but I can only see spiders through walls.
36. I'm out of here.
Someone gave you like an X-ray thing and said, "Would you want to know what's living in your walls?" Would you
don't
do
panic,
it?
Ladies. I'm only here
to see how many spiders you've got in your walls. Yeah. So, would you want to see what's in your walls?
I don't care. Maybe if it was an old house. Because it might...
Yeah.
The flat's boring, but if you've got an actual house, yeah, that'd be interesting.
It might be a bit on... Like, if you slept next to a wall and you could see through that wall and your vision showed you that, like, a few centimetres away is a giant fucking
snake.
Yeah. You don't want to see that, do you? It's a bit unnerving when you know it's right next to you, especially when you're sleeping. Yeah. People get upset about what's near them when they're sleeping.
Mm. I bet there's a body buried in a wall.
Yeah. Like, somewhere,
in one of our houses.
Yeah. How far out of space do you reckon we could get if we stacked every living creature?
I don't know.
Seems like you've kind of got a theme here and you're just going around with it.
Because I heard that if you stacked all the humans, you could reach the ozone layer.
Yeah.
So that's not that far, is it?
Actually, I reckon it's a bit further.
Where's the ozone layer?
It's the Earth atmosphere, you know. Atmosphere. It's kind of edge of the atmosphere.
I thought it was going to be like the moon.
Yeah.
I suppose that's where all the things are, isn't it? The satellites.
Well, further up.
Oh,
well,
right.
They're all
in space. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm on about that bit then.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully. I just don't know. I was thinking if blue whales, that'd help.
Yeah.
Reach the
top. Blue whales.
You might have enough of them. I know they're kind of a bit.
And they've got the blowhole, so if you rest on that, you can just find something.
Yeah.
Everyone's standing on their shoulders.
Yeah. Bloke next to you stacking spiders, wasting his time.
Found all these in my house. You want to try these goggles out? Anyway, next one.
But still on a certain theme. We're still stacking.
If animals were humans, it's a lot of animal related ones here.
Yeah.
If animal were humans, what job do you reckon an animal would have?
Well, if it was a human, it could be like a postman or,
or a mega penguin would work the doors, I think.
Exactly. I always think of owl as librarians.
Librarian.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I think you see them as mascots in libraries.
Exactly. Yeah.
What about a big grizzly bear?
Exactly. That's what I don't know. That's what I want to know. Where would that be a lumberjack?
Well, I guess it's kind of your own opinion in some ways.
Train it. It could go back with the Kardashians.
What do you think we'd make the army up of?
Honey badgers.
Honey badgers.
Definitely
be a honey badger regiment.
I reckon be like German Shepherds / Rottweilers. Yeah, and that. Yes, do you know what I mean?
I'm thinking like a panther would be like SAS. Stealthy.
An elephant being a bank robber.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not made for this. Blowing through. Imagine that in a lineup. Load of seagulls. A bird would be good as a bank robber.
Yeah.
Or a magpie, obviously.
Yeah. Or a chameleon.
What would be prime minister? What animal?
Maybe a chimp or a gorilla.
Yeah.
Wow.
Being a suit.
Be an upgrade.
Foxes are chef.
Yeah.
They love rummaging through looking for ingredients.
Cutting some mushrooms up.
Imagine a fox is it's got food tech the next day and its mum won't go to the shops and it's, oh God, I've got to rummage through the bins now.
I'm imagining a fox like a door-to-door salesman. Just kind of...
Or saleswoman.
Sneaky. Sorry, I guess I just imagine a salesman as the kind of guy that turns up at your door and is like trying to sell you something that
you've
you don't
want. You've been watching too much porn, haven't you, Tom?
Yeah. Been staying in this hotel.
I reckon a stork...
Came on by mistake, I don't know what happened.
I reckon a stork would be a pilot.
Stork?
Yeah, be a pilot.
I prefer the idea of a flightless animal doing it.
Like a caterpillar.
Good old meerkat.
meerkats would be good.
Turns into a butterfly, though, you caterpillars.
Yeah. What would meerkat, because they're like a bit all over the place, aren't they? So they could be a security guard.
What would be a porn star, Dave?
Porn star?
What's the sexiest animal? Maybe a tiger.
Oh, do you know what? A tiger's, I could see that. Because they're pussies. See what I did there?
That's not good. Really, you shouldn't be answering that question. You shouldn't even be going there.
That
was a test, Dave.
My bad.
Bestiality. Yeah.
Footballers?
I guess it depends on the position, you know. Kind of maybe some like a gazelle on the wing. You know,
Ubin goal.
Joe, could you not do that, please? Don't shush us. Damn it, Joe.
We're the entertainment.
Maybe we could get a chimp to replace
Joe.
We used to have a resident radio DJ doing our stuff. Now we've got a guy who reviews chicken.
Life's going well.
It's the bloke from Wingin.
Bloke from Wingin.
And my other one is, why do you think you get confused?
Because you don't know the answer to something?
No, because I always think, the reason why I get confused, because I get confused quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's because in my head, I'm having a conversation with myself saying, make sure you're listening to what they're saying. But where I'm saying it in my head, make sure what they're saying isn't going in. I'm listening to myself.
It's like a beautiful mind. Diagnose your own confusion.
Yeah. Make sure you're listening. Make sure you're listening. And by the time they've told me, I've already forgot.
Yeah. Let's go to Mag Smith.
I've got some little ponderings here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice five word. Of them, to be precise. Oh, let's go with ponder the first.
Nice.
apparently, in your life, you've statistically walked past at least one murderer.
Ooh. I thought it'd be more.
Well, you know, at least one.
I always think, like, you know, you can never know anyone, do you? You walk past all these people, you're sitting in bars and restaurants, well, not at the minute, but generally. Yeah. And, you know, how many awful criminals are you?
Because I got on the bus once, and I thought, oh, this guy looks nice. And then his phone call, it was very clear he'd recently got out of jail.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh, God, I can't move now he said that.
Yeah. It just shows, you know, there's, you walk through, like, you know, town, you know, the high street, whatever.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people walking around, you know.
Yeah.
Each one's got a life.
Yeah.
You know, dreams and hopes and desires and pasts that, you know, they could have done anything.
And obviously, like, you know, kind of psychopaths, sociopaths, whatever, you know, people that do murder. Mm-hmm. You know, they're often, you know, they say that some of the most charismatic people you'll meet, you know.
Exactly. You'd be thinking, people.
Oh, what a great guy. He's got, you know, it's Fred West.
Yeah.
Some of the times, it could be accidental murder.
Yeah.
That's so true. You walk past someone.
Yeah. Did he?
They were just confused.
One of the most charismatic people I've met is Howard from Halifax.
Yeah.
Looking back now, I'm thinking, this is a man with murderer. Yeah.
Definitely got some skeletons in his closet.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Both secrets
and
bodies.
He's got some great suits in his closet. Yeah, so makes up for it, really.
Love his glasses.
Yeah.
Max, can we have another one, please?
Of course you can, sir. What the hell is at the edge of the universe?
Well, they don't think there's anything, do they? So it just keeps expanding.
Yeah, but no, here's the thing, though. If something expands, it expands into something.
That's a good point.
Is it just a little collection of planets?
I reckon it's just white.
And galaxies.
It's the different universes.
Well, there is the multiverse theory, but, you know, they'd still have to be contained in something. Or if not, it's just nothing forever.
Well, that's it. That's why when you think about things just being beyond our human comprehension, we'll just
hurts
never
your brain,
know.
Doesn't it?
Space just itself is just a crazy concept.
Yeah, it's too big for me to get my head around.
I mean, you see like stars in the sky that no longer exist. They're not there anymore.
See stars on the TV that no longer exist. This podcast goes out to
Freddie Bruce. Moon, whatever his name was.
Freddie Moon. Put your ass away, Freddie.
To Freddie Moon.
Find out next week.
He's almost certainly going to be a guest on the show, isn't he?
Freddie Moon. Well, that's annoying because that's my third one.
What's happened to Freddie?
It does sound like an ITV documentary, doesn't it?
Freddie Moon. Do you have a Freddie star?
The Curious Case of Freddie Moon.
I don't know, and it's you never will know, but like pieces of media that have just been forgotten. So there was a
every video I've made.
We were doing that cringe video.
Yeah.
And there was a video that I picked up. Didn't make the edit.
No, it was too annoying.
Yeah, really annoying. But from that, in that same group of videos, there was one that came out about 10 years ago, and it had 2 views, or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, there must be so much stuff on the internet people have put work into, and no one's seen it or remembers it. When I thought about the film Avatar, it was like the biggest film ever at one point. Who the fuck talks about Avatar anymore, you know?
What even is
That's on like the grander scale, but still, you know. There must be so many years of stuff that's just
not been seen.
Not been seen, or just people forget about or just don't care about anymore.
That's this. They say you truly die when no one alive remembers you existed. Yeah.
Penultimate one. I wonder how many people I may have killed through the butterfly effect.
Oh, right.
So things that I've put into action that have caused a domino effect. Like maybe, you know...
Shooting yourself on a helicopter.
There must have been something that I've done that has affected somebody that I will never know.
You could have brought up the last of the Rennies.
Yeah.
Someone then.
Oh, exactly, get the Rennies into... Oh,
there must be, you know...
Well, it's just started a chain of events that led to, you know, I don't know, the Arab Spring.
Yeah.
It'd be more if you were a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swerving about. Especially you.
I wonder how many people's lives have affected.
Just by, you know, like ordering a takeaway, you know, is putting someone on the road that wouldn't have been driving your way, which,
at risk. Yeah.
I never think about that if it's late. I never think, oh, they may have died.
Yeah. And I guess the final one is the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Everyone's connected to everyone apparently through 6 degrees of whatever, you know. Oh. So through our old boss, we're connected. He used to cook for Take That, and I think he cooked for the King of Jordan once. So through him, we're connected to Donald Trump.
Rothschilds.
Yeah, things like that, you know, with yourself and the YouTube world. The theory is that everyone on the planet is somehow, even if it's like a tedious link, is linked to everyone else on the planet.
By no more than 6 people you can link yourself to.
Wow. There's a remote island, isn't there, where you don't know about the modern world.
Oh, them.
About them.
But I guess all it takes is one person to have visited that island, and then you'd only need to be 5 people away from that one person.
There's a bloke in a helicopter, and he goes out there throwing spears at the helicopter.
He's just taking the shit on the... Have this.
Just finish the
It's not me, it's my Taco Bell body.
I'm not going to let that go.
No. I apologise.
TBB. Taco Bell body. But yeah, that's the
good stuff.
Really good stuff. Can't wait to be narrowing all these down.
Fuck. Okay, Max, I like your ones. They were good.
Oh.
Dave, they were hit and miss.
Cheers.
Tom, you had some good ones.
Yeah.
Mine was shit.
No, the Master Light one really got me thinking.
Master Light, that was good.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Are there more toilets than you? No.
That's good. No, I enjoyed that.
Toilets, that was a very good one.
It's concise.
You can have that.
Some of mine were a bit like all over the place.
Yeah. I'm animal-based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animal.
You seem to get stuck on that, didn't you?
I do. I like animal, yeah.
I like the LA one. That was good.
Yeah, very fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Right, we'll have that.
Like the six-person one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was intriguing.
2 of Tom's and 5 of Max's.
Yeah.
Job done.
There we go.
Well done.
Fucking check you out, mate. All 5.
We did it, man.
Wow. Get rid of one of Max's and put Master Light in.
Yeah.
Get rid of one of Tom's. Tom's are boring.
Yeah. Dave, what was your favourite one of yours?
Of mine, the confusing one.
Yeah,
man.
I like that one. That
yeah, it's my favourite one.
Or what animal would Job's birthday be?
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. That was
very
one.
Good.
That was, get rid of one of Tom's.
That's right up there.
Yeah.
Forget that. Dave's is number one, then the Master Light. Then all my others.
We'll just have our own list.
Well, yeah, it seems I've gone from being a, you know.
Number one.
I had all 5 in, now I've got none.
Anyway, now it's time for IMAX.
On the topic of questions, I thought it would be prudent of me, the world's greatest, foremost movie reviewer,
question mark,
to star in the hit movie, Oscar winning movie, Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh my god,
as an extra.
Yeah,
nice,
fresh.
So I got the bus, took my recording equipment, and went to the set of the Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, is this the bus journey that we're gonna hear?
It's just the journey.
Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
IMAX is in heaven. Thanks to the fresh new invention dial-up, I finally found out where the Oscar-winning movie Slumdog Millionaire is being filmed. Next stop, stardom. Silence, fool. I am making a highly acclaimed segment for Apple's 89th best podcast. Oh, here we are. Thanks, driver. Wow, I can't believe it. I'm at a movie studio. Hey, what's behind this curtain, I wonder? Oh, a comfy seat.
Hello, Chris Tarrant here.
Oh, you're Chris Tarrant, the voice of the 101 Dalmatians trailer. I can't believe they've got such an acclaimed voice actor to play Prem Kumar, the Indian game show host.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Wow, the cameras are rolling and Dev Patel is nowhere to be found. I guess I always knew my rise to stardom would begin this way, playing a young Indian man on a game show. Hello, Prem. My name is Jamal.
Sure.
100%, Prem. Let's not beat around the bush. We may not look the part, but we're actors. If Scarlett Johansson can play a black widow, then I can play an Indian game show contestant.
Yes, OK, let's play. Which evil character did Jack Nicholson play in the film Batman?
Haha, I know this. But what the hell? Let me impress you with my Tinseltown contacts. Prem, I would like to use my phone a friend.
OK.
Please ring my friend, Sean Connery.
Welcome to the O2 messaging service.
Oh, he must be busy.
There's a cough there.
What, like the scandal? No, not me.
No, there's a cough.
Fine. Some little boy on the bus gave it to me. Oh shit, he's here.
What's he doing?
He's going right for you, Prem.
No!
Hasta la vista, baby. And by the way, the answer is the penguin. I'm out of here, loser. Bye.
What an incredible contestant.
Wow. You think that cough at the start was just, you know, an annoying piece of audio. Little do we know.
It was just the start of the annoying.
Well, real journey there.
Yeah.
Max, I did find the Sean Connery bit a little bit distasteful.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's recently passed.
Not mocking his death. I'm just stating that I've got movie contacts and he wasn't around to pick up the phone.
Get out, Max.
Fuming.
Spanky roll.
Okay. Just don't know more about movies. Anyone here?
During the past week, we've held our own search for the 8th wonder of the world.
Yeah.
We have a couple of guests joining us today who are master manipulators.
Oh, okay.
First up, we have Marvel.
Oh.
Hey there, how's it going?
Welcome to the show, Marvel.
My name's Marvin. I'm not too good at the old typing, you know what I mean? The old text.
You've put Marvel here.
It's Marvin.
Okay. Well, apparently, Marvin, you can bend spoons with your mind.
No, I mend spoons with my minder. Again, I'm not too good with the old texting. It's tricky.
Get out.
Just put the megabus all the way here.
Ridiculous. Don't buy that at all.
Hearing from my minder.
Embarrassing.
Oh, jeez.
Moving on, we also have Connotortionist. Here he is. Connotortionist, the human bender.
Hello, mate. Let me just take a seat here, mate.
Squeeze in there.
Yeah, I can do that. I can bend on all sorts of shapes as well, mate. And kick over the camera, mate, with my big legs.
So welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. It's wonder of world. Me, who would have thought it? Not me. I can't bend my mind around that.
So what is it you do exactly?
Well, you probably don't know this, but in the world of circus and clowns and stuff, there's a man called a contortionist, and that's me. And my job is to get on the stage and shape my body in some crazy ways that makes the audience go gaga. I do stag do's, I do hen do's. Doo-doos. I do them all.
Connor.
Hello, mate.
What shapes do you do?
Oh, I do the triangle. I do the five-fisted way to lunch.
The sphere.
I don't know what you mean. I can crawl up into fetal position, but I think anyone can do that. You just need to have arms and legs, and if you don't, then you can't be a contortionist.
Well, I imagine this has taken a lot of training.
Oh, from the day I was born. I came out womb and I said, I looked the doctor dead in the eye and I went, I'm going to be contortionist, watch this. I slipped and fell and banged my head on the floor. And I couldn't move for about 12 years of my life. And that gave me really weak, my muscles atrophied. So they were really weak, but it meant I could bend my arms and legs in shapes that no one can do but me.
How long have you been doing your contortionist for?
Well, I've been doing it for about 15 years now. We do it down Blackpool Tower.
It's phenomenal that you've managed to kind of make the best of it, because it sounds like a condition more than anything.
Well, you know, you do what you can. The issue is, you know, money's pretty dry at the moment. It's why I had to take this gig.
Really?
Well, you know, no.
You're going to get paid for this, Connor.
That's all right. I can do some busking outside. I can do something outside. I'll do a little show for you later. Get some pennies that way. You know, anything to...
So things aren't good at the minute.
No.
Business isn't booming.
I don't know if you've read the news at all. I love the news. I'm a big paperhead, as they say, a big newspaper head. And apparently, there's a thing called coronavirus. And it's killing everyone, man, woman and child. It doesn't discriminate. Not like some people I know. And, so basically, I've been doing my show in Blackpool Tower, but they've caged it off.
Can I just say, I've seen some contortionists on TV.
Yeah, of course.
Not yourself, though. What I'm wondering is, you don't have the typical body type of a contortionist. I'd maybe say you have a Taco Bell body.
Some
no,
attack.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I've got, you know, I remember when I walked in the room, yeah. I saw this fella here and I thought, bloody hell, he's a bit heavier than me.
So I'm bigger than you remember yourself being?
Yeah, I've not looked in mirror for about 3 months.
Connor, if you just look at in this phone here, you can see.
I don't know who that is meant to be.
That's you, Connor.
No,
that's you.
That's Dumpling Boy. I've seen Dumpling Boy. He's one of the other acts.
Yeah,
maybe that could be you now. You could be a double act.
Oh, no, that's me.
Two in one.
No,
sorry,
don't bloody
really
believe
that.
It, man.
Haven't you noticed that you've been struggling to do your shapes recently?
I mean, I've not thrown any shapes for about 3 months.
It looked like you were doing your contortionist act as you squashed through the door, man.
Elsewhere, contortionism has really been booming over the last 6 months.
What?
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, I do the overhead thing that I do. That's a really classic trick. Oh, OMG, boys. I can't get them over my hat. I knocked my hat and wig off because I'm famously bald.
When you cracked your head, you had to get it shaved.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Shaving accident when I was 15.
Yeah.
And what made you go for that wig?
Bloody contortionist wig, this man. And hat. You know, if you get arm over hat, people go, oh, that's a bloody good trick. You try getting your head over this hat.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. I have been hit on the head. And I don't know words that well.
Join the club.
Well, I guess I need to go for a run.
Don't injure yourself.
Watch the tripod.
Yeah.
Sorry, Connor.
Have I said I'm notoriously blind?
There are other jobs available.
But he loves the newspaper, though. Connor Torsionist there.
Wow.
We can move on to Would You Rather?
Ooh. Yep. Ooh.
Everyone's favourite segment. Now, would you rather a get out of jail free card? Or a key that opens any door.
Ooh.
Key that opens any door, please.
Why? Why so?
Any door. If I go to prison, I just use my key and get out. Yeah.
But isn't just one door?
It opens any, as in it open.
If it opens any door, that is a big flaw in the question.
Is this Schrodinger's cat? Like, it could open any door, but right. Until you find out which door it is.
Are you only allowed to
use it
once?
No, I reckon you choose which door it opens. I reckon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's once. So the get out jail free card is once.
Yeah. So I mean, get out jail free card is great if you can reap the benefits of your crime. So if I
robbed a bank, yeah.
Do I get to go, I get to keep all this?
It's hard, isn't it? Because, I mean, it's having the ability to rob a bank in the first place.
Hey, yeah. Well, we've just had a guest on who could probably go through the bank.
Yeah,
have to be
back in his pump.
Yeah. I think you just did that. I just fell out the building.
We hope. Yeah, well, maybe fraud. Maybe fraud on a massive scale. Not like, you know, poor old ladies, like
CEOs.
Insurance companies or something. Defraud an insurance company or
Jeff Bezos.
Ladies? I don't know.
Same men don't get targeted, isn't it?
If you could open any door, though, what door would you open?
Things I've never needed a door. So, I mean, have you got anything in mind for this door?
No. It is a bit rubbish, that.
Yeah, no. Do you know what? I mean, I get it, but I guess with the door, you couldn't plan for it.
No.
Whereas with the crime, you probably could plan for it. So get out of jail.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah, I'd go for that. You could be smug, sort of living your life now. Yeah. I could do what I want.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Put It to the Max.
Hi guys, you can call me Lucy. A couple of months ago, me and my boyfriend moved into our first house together. Last week, my parents came to visit us and stayed over in the spare room. It wasn't until they left that I remembered the bedside drawer in that room contained some items that we used to spice up our sex life, including a sex swing kit. They left quite promptly the next day, and when I later went in the room, the drawers looked like they'd been moved. My parents are very religious and don't like the thought of sex before marriage. Never mind sex suspended from the ceiling before marriage. Do I raise the issue with my parents, or do I just sit on it and hope they don't see?
Sit on it.
Well done, Lucy. That was a
big fan of that.
Yeah, well put together email.
Should we maybe role play that scenario?
Yeah.
Because there's the parents, and there's of course the young couple. You be Lucy. I'll be the boyfriend.
Okay.
God, the things I'm gonna do to you.
Brian, not in front of my mum. Hi, mum. Hi, dad. How are you two?
You're looking quite old. Is everything okay?
Well, you would age a little bit if you'd seen what we've seen.
Yes.
When
you watched Taco Bell, Bobby.
Weird thing to say to your father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. When? Sorry, is that all your wife?
My wife is a heavy smoker, as you know.
And you're just heavy.
Lucy. Well done, Brian. Oh, he's the love of my life. I turned down 5 million for him. Roll call.
Roll call.
How much roll kill if you stacked it up high enough?
Anything with your cooking, mum? Anyway, sex toys.
I think we do need to talk about the visit that we paid you last month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you left quite quickly.
We were a little distressed to find... In
the, 10-inch dildo, mate!
In my house. You were looking around in my house.
You shouldn't snoop.
Well, I assumed the drawer next to the bed would...
Of course.
You know, I was looking for the Bible.
You should have brought your own, really.
It's a weird thing to do, to put the sex toys in the guest room. Knowing that you've got guests coming, not in that way. I'm religious, as you can see.
But you can have sex after marriage, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can have sex in marriage. Are you married?
Do we want?
No, we're not married.
Not yet.
No, of course, we haven't been to a wedding, have we? But we've been to a wedding person.
Certainly seen a ring, I'll tell you that much.
Yay!
Again, it's very strange to tell your father-in-law that you've been banging his daughter's ass.
No, I didn't say I've been banging it. What a weird thing to say. Very strange for the father of my partner to come out with
it
such a...
It was implied. It was implied. Heavily implied. Religious man.
Why did you say heavily implied? Oh, wow.
Come on. I'm pushing my sprouts away. I hate these sprouts. I should say that.
Shock.
Brian, that's my mum or dad. I don't know.
Oh, gender. Oh, naughty. I raise you better than that. I raise you to know that gender is a thing that has been made up by society.
I don't think sex before marriage is the same as that.
No, that was put down by God. Yeah. The big man in the big house.
If you've been put down, Michael.
in which Bible does it say, "Oh, thou shalt have sex with girlfriend on swing"?
I've not read the Bible. It's your friend and your daughter.
You fucking scum, mate!
Oh, the only thing I read is the instructions from a sex swing.
I raised a good daughter. We raised a good daughter, didn't we?
Well, apparently not.
And I raised her 2 feet on that sex swing.
Are you wearing this, Percy?
It's poison.
The only thing I hear is your daughter orgasm.
It's poison, Percy.
It's my mum.
We're the two Percys. Everyone knows that. It's our thing. Look. I won't lie to you. I have used sex swing before.
Yeah.
You know.
Your father wouldn't lie.
Did you use the one in the room? Because the drawer was open.
Yes.
Was.
Yeah. Yes. Things were broken as well.
Is that why you got off so quickly? Because you had broken the sex swing.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow. I see what you did there. Yeah, that's nice.
I thought that's what you were doing. Yeah.
No.
Oh, it could be a double act with.
Yeah.
Percy and...
Yep. It's great that, Brian, you know, after all this, we've come to terms that you're not so different from us.
No.
It's just that we're married and God loves us and he thinks that you're shit.
And we just worry about you.
Your daughter thinks I'm great.
That's my daughter. Like father, like daughter. How am I? I don't know. Do I have penis or vagina? I don't know anymore.
You don't believe in gender,
I don't know
do
if I fuck your dad or fuck your mum.
There's the phrase I bet.
It's a bingo.
There we go. So Lucy, if you're watching,
I hope that was helpful.
If your parents bring it up, just know that they've probably done it as well.
Yeah, they're probably not too different to yourselves.
How did you get here, Lucy?
Yeah.
Final question time.
It's the final question.
Short for time. If you could find the answer to any question, what would it be?
Ooh. What's all the information on Jeff Bezos's credit card?
Nice. You'd probably get in jail for that.
I've got my get out of jail free card. Yeah.
I've got to put it on
you
my
took the key. He took the key.
Yeah. Do you have like a burning question you want to know the answer to? Like a conspiracy. Who did 9/11?
Aliens.
Yeah, I guess with conspiracies.
Well, who would you ask?
Wait, who am I asking in this scenario? If I can
ask anyone. So the answer to my question, if I was going to ask about Diana, I could ask the person that survived from the crash, maybe.
And they have to answer truth.
They might be dead. Yeah, they have to give you the answer. Okay.
I've taken truth, Simon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess George W. Bush then.
Was 9/11.
Oh, 9/11.
Well, yeah, just because, I think it was a bit dodgy in parts. And certainly the extent to which he could enlighten me. That blew the world fucking...
Why not can?
Yeah, it changed the world. Yeah. Like we said, it's the defining moment of our lifetime. So if something untoward, got to be riots.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
True. Revolution.
Viva la resistance.
Yeah.
Viva la vida.
So that'd be interesting, What about you, Dave?
Where's Madeleine McCann?
Oh, who would you ask that to then?
Mum and Dad.
Right.
Oh wow!
Imagine if that's when you realise that they weren't involved.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we don't know.
You said we don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Me no.
You know. Probably weren't, to be honest.
No, yeah. I don't think they would.
Yeah. It's about something that you could benefit from financially.
Probably ask the Joker. Where is she?
Yeah.
It's good. Bit of a waste, but it's good. Yeah, it's good. just edit yourself into that film,
Don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do that with the
face. These are just adventures that I go on with my tape recorder.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Trice podcast. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Max Smith.
Cheers, guys.
Tom Looney.
It's a pleasure.
And
always.
Joe McGrath. Stay safe, stay humble, and ciao.